now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
A 1, 2, boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to a Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. We have a big two-hour extravaganza in front of us, and I'll set the table for that on the other side. But let's do what we always do at the top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack, and that's run down the myriad of ways that you could take the Spano and Black Attack with you on the go via your devices. And let's start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. So check all that out and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of. And I'm sure there's a few you can download it to that you couldn't think of. Be they Android, be they Apple, be they PC. Or you can even just go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Versatile app you can download to any device you can think of. And again, as I said, a few you can't. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. That's TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day. On the other side, we'll set the table for a big Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack and then start knocking things down. Open phone lines at 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets are always welcome at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. We'll kick this thing off next right after this very short timeout.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Saving money for your business should be simple. And with Lowe's Business Credit, you can save your business 5% on everyday purchases. It's that easy, that instant. Save 5% in store or at lowesforpros.com on the supplies, tools, and materials your business needs. There are no hoops to jump through, no extra steps to take, and nobody telling you where to spend the money you save. Visit the Pro Desk for details or go to lowesforpros.com and save instantly with Lowe's Business Credit. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we get ready to kick off, tip off, or tee off on this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. If you want to join the fray, 1-800-878-PLAY is the way to get involved. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to join me here on the attack. If you prefer Twitter, and I know many of you do, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. Let's start setting the table and give you some idea on what's on tap for this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Obviously, we're going to start everything off talking about the 80th Masters, the tradition like no other. We'll break down why Danny Willett is your Masters champion and the owner of a brand new green jacket, and why Jordan Spieth is not. And that'll take us through a big chunk of the first hour. At the back end of the first hour, we'll talk about the Golden State Warriors and their historic win number 72 on this 2015-2016 regular season and what it all means. As we roll out hour one and into hour two, we're going to get some help from some guests. 10 after hour number two, Will Gray from the Golf Channel will join us, and we'll get his take on everything that we saw at the Masters. Then, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, Dan Leberfeld from Jets Confidential will join us, and we'll get his take on the big trade completed between the Jets and the Broncos on the heels of DeBrickashaw Ferguson retiring. The Jets bring in a new left tackle, perhaps free up some cap room, and maybe they'll get their quarterback after all. And we'll talk to Dan Leberfeld from Jets Confidential at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, about exactly that. And between our two guests in hour number 2, we're going to talk some boxing. On Friday, if you remember, I previewed two what I thought were going to be huge fight cards, and they didn't disappoint. And we'll recap them and talk about the ramifications of everything that happened on those two fight cards. So that's our show in a nutshell. And we should probably tee it up right now and talk about the 80th Masters. Danny Willett shoots a final round 67 to win the Masters by three strokes over Jordan Spieth and Lee Westwood. Danny Willett finishes at minus 5. Westwood and Spieth finish at minus 2 for the tournament. Willett picks up his first major win. And I guess the biggest thing about Danny Willett's round on Sunday is it was one of those bogey-free rounds. Much like Jordan Spieth's round on Thursday that we talked about on Friday. And how, yes, there were other contenders after day one and other players that had good rounds of golf on Thursday at the Masters. But Jordan Spieth's first round was something special in that it had those birdies, it had no bogeys, it didn't have all those ups and downs and wild swings that some of the other contenders after day one had within their rounds. Kind of the same thing for Danny Willett on Sunday. You know, one of only two bogey-free rounds on the day, one of only three 67s on the day. And, you know, this was a guy that was three under on the back nine. So he shot a great final round of 67, but he did it with consistency. And, you know, as the course got easier on Sunday, you know, if you remember, on Thursday, Jordan Spieth was the star. And there were some other players that shot some solid numbers. But you roll into Friday and Saturday, and really the star of the Masters was the weather. It was the wind. It was those dry, dry greens as a result of the wind and relatively low humidity that made the greens almost unplayably fast. All of a sudden on Sunday, as the day's going along, the wind dies down, gets a little cooler, a little more humid. Those greens aren't quite so slick. They slow down quite a bit. And on Sunday, the stars were really the players. I understand, you know, only 367s on the day. But if you look overall, a lot of guys putting up solid numbers and a lot of red numbers on Sunday, a lot more than there were on any other days in this tournament. Danny Willett just has the best of those days. You know, the 67, no bogeys, and he gets hot coming down the back nine to take this tournament. And I guess he sees the tournament, but as much as he took the tournament with that final round 67, Jordan Spieth did just as good a job of giving it to him with a Greg Norman-like implosion on the back nine. And anybody that remembers the 1996 Masters remembers Greg Norman melting down and just giving up the Masters. And Greg was known for some of those implosions in majors. Well, Jordan Spieth's implosion on the back nine of this 2016 Masters was not dissimilar. He had a 4-under front nine, 4 straight birdies to close out that front nine, and he looked like he was on his way. Had a 5-stroke lead after that front nine, and all of us watching said the very same thing. Well, Jordan loves this course. The course is playing much easier. He's now in a really good rhythm. His blade is serving him so well. Even though he's not necessarily great off the tee, hasn't been great with his irons all day, he's making some amazing scramble shots and saves. And you're like, there's no way that anybody's going to catch him despite the red numbers that are being put up on Sunday as Sunday was starting to unfold. And there's no way that Jordan Spieth's going to come back to that field. And guess what happened? Literally, that's exactly what Jordan Spieth did. He came back to the field. Because you get to that back nine, and all of a sudden, bogey, bogey, and 2 shots in the water on 12 that make a quadruple bogey. And just like that, you have a new leader in Danny Willett. Fight as he might, Jordan just didn't have enough. Iron play abandoned him. On some level down the stretch, his blade abandoned him. And he couldn't get back into this thing. He fought his best, and he just couldn't make key shots in key spots late that might have actually given him a real chance to perhaps force a playoff or even win this thing. But the realities were the game just wasn't there on that back nine. And after giving up the lead, you know, with the inconsistent iron play, blocking shots to the right a lot off the tee, and some of the other issues, he just wasn't going to catch Danny Willett on this day. And, you know, like I said, I talked about how he fought as fight as he might and fought as he could. You know, he had that great drive on 16. He makes birdie there, and now it's getting interesting. You know, once he missed that makeable putt, settles for par on 16, forget about it. Then he comes out on 17 and puts up a bogey, and it's all over. So a great win for Danny Willett. In many ways, a historic collapse for Jordan Spieth. He ends up coming in second, tied with Lee Westwood, who was one of these guys that also had a terrific final round. As I said, a lot more red numbers on Sunday than there were either on Friday or Saturday, where the course was just treacherous because of the wind and the extremely dry greens. The wind died down. Greens kind of firmed up a little bit. They weren't so darn slick. They were a little wetter and a little damper and a lot easier to deal with. And you saw some better numbers, not the least of which was Danny Willett's 67, which propelled him to the 2016th and 80th edition of the Masters, and he's your Masters champion wearing a green jacket. On the other side, more about the Masters and your phone calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Spano on Black Attack. Be sure to keep it where it is.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Is that beautiful or what?
Well, it was beautiful for Danny Willett, as this is the Spano and Black Attack, and we continue here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, that number again to get involved, 800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, at Span56, or at Sports Byline USA, and you can weigh in with any of your thoughts about the Masters, from the great victory by Danny Willett, his terrific final round 67, to the Greg Norman-like implosion And in this case, we isolate the 1996 Masters. But Greg Norman had many an implosion on a major. And it really was, in many ways, an implosion by Jordan Spieth. Again, so hot on the front nine, closing it out with four straight birdies and having a five-stroke lead. And really, it looked like there was no looking back. And then you got the pair of bogeys, and then you have 12. And that was the end of it right there. And as I said in the last segment, Jordan fought hard from there, and he dug in. And he started making some shots, and he tried to close that gap and perhaps maybe force a playoff or actually, you know, steal the win, as it were. And he even had that great drive on 16, a hole that had been aced three times earlier in the day. But he misses a very makeable birdie putt on 16, and really that was it. That was the end of it right there. And I guess in many ways, and, you know, I don't want to beat up Jordan Spieth, and I don't want to ride him, because while he collapsed and he had the implosion, as we've talked about, his was a little different in some ways than the Greg Norman ones and some of the others. Because those guys, when they imploded, they just kept spiraling away, 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 and away. And once they got down a few strokes, you never thought that they could come back. I give Jordan credit in the face of such adversity and a round that had spiraled away from him and a lead that had evaporated literally in two shots that went in the water on 12. He dug in. And he tried to do everything he could. You know, it wasn't one of those where, yes, it spiraled out of control, and then it just continued to spiral downhill. He dug in his heels. He tried to do everything that he could to stem the tide and turn it around. And he battled hard. And at points, right up until that missed birdie putt on 16, you said Jordan's got a chance to come back. You thought there was a real chance. Once that birdie putt missed, that was it. And he just didn't have the tools on this day. You know, he had iron trouble, well, in many ways, all tournament long. But really, that back nine, it really came to light. Lots of iron trouble. His blade, which is always very good but exceptional here at the Masters, undermined him at some of the most inopportune times. And on this day, just, you know, after that terrible 12th hole, while he battled like few could from that level of adversity, he just didn't have the tools this day or the shots in his clubs or whatever you want to call it to make that comeback. So congratulations to Danny Willett, who really did. Let's not take anything away from him. He shot a great 67 in this final round to truly win the Masters. But Jordan Spieth really let one get away from him. Yes, Danny Willett shot great and took the Masters. But Jordan Spieth, with what he did on the back nine, and particularly on 10, 11, and 12, really gave Danny Willett the Masters. And, you know, it's something Jordan will learn from. He said himself that it's not that he took his foot off the accelerator, but he started playing it safe. Once he birdied nine, he said, pars will be good enough. And that was a critical mistake. You know, it almost changed the mindset, and that settling aspect and that safe aspect cost him dearly. You know, it's something, and, you know, we always bring up Tiger when we talk about driven guys. Tiger would have never been content, while I'm leading by five strokes, I'm going to turn it into 10. I'm going to turn it into 15. And really, if there's an underlying theme and reason why Jordan Spieth did not repeat and is not wearing back-to-back green jackets and did not make history. He's just the fourth guy in Masters history to repeat. It's opportunities lost. And I'm going to tell you what I mean. Not only after coughing up the huge lead on Sunday, but if he finishes out better on Saturday, instead of going bogey, double bogey on 17 and 18 and giving back three strokes of that lead he had on Saturday, even with what he did on Sunday, I'm not convinced anybody can catch him. Because now they're all so far in the rearview mirror. The mindset with which they're going to have to play this tournament is going to change. So I guess in many ways that's an overriding theme for me on this tournament and the performance of Jordan Spieth. Other than Thursday, where he had that nice, neat, clean round, really from there, it was about squandered opportunities and not closing doors, as it were. Not closing the door well and not closing out well on Saturday, I think is something people forget about, but I think ultimately in many ways it's something that will prove very, very costly for Jordan Spieth. And I think it's one of the overriding and big reasons, and one of the reasons people aren't talking about as much, that Jordan Spieth is not wearing his second green jacket right now. Because I have a funny feeling if everything else on Sunday goes how it goes for Jordan Spieth, and say instead of being up five strokes after nine, all of a sudden he's up, I don't know, seven strokes, eight strokes. I don't know that there's anything anybody could do to catch him, and I don't know that there's any way that he could squander that lead. And I really think at that point, after the ninth hole on Sunday, this tournament is over, and regardless of what anybody does, there's no looking back. So that's one of my big takeaways here, is really opportunity squandered, and it all started late on Saturday. And the realities are, in the back half of this Masters, Jordan Spieth didn't close well, didn't finish well. And we talk about it in a lot of sports, you know, in boxing. Finish a round well, you could steal the round. You talk about it in hockey sometimes. You dominate a period. All of a sudden, you don't close out the period particularly well. Next thing you know, you look at the scoreboard and you're losing. Football games, you get leads, you got to close it out. So this was a case of a golfer just not closing rounds well, and it cost him dearly. And I guess some other takeaways from the Masters. Dustin Johnson, he could have won this thing if not for his blade. He made some great shots all weekend long, and particularly on Sunday when this course really loosened up a little bit and you were no longer dealing with those hellacious winds and those hellishly dry greens, and guys were able to put up red numbers. Dustin Johnson was making great shots all day long. But then he'd give it back by just his blade not doing the job. You know, you look at the missed eagle putt on 15 and the double bogey on 17. Yeah, those were the nails in the coffin. But just throughout his entire day, he came up short with the blade. And ultimately that cost him dearly. Because with things breaking the way they were, a few more strokes with that blade and some better putting, and Dustin Johnson is right in the mix. And once again, he finishes in a top five in a major, only not to win it. And if his putter had helped him out a little bit more than it did, maybe it's Dustin Johnson and not Danny Willett that's wearing the green jacket. But again, to kind of wrap up this Masters talk, Danny Willett, brilliant on Sunday. Jordan Spieth, brilliant for 9 holes on Sunday. Unfortunately, you need to play 18, and he was awful on the second 9, and it cost him the 80th edition of the Masters. So 2016 Masters is in the book. We've broken it down 8 ways to Sunday. On the other side, we'll switch gears. We'll talk NBA, and we'll talk about the Golden State Warriors' historic 72nd win of the 2015-2016 regular season. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love people who know the game and love the game, and that's you.
Now, that's the late, great Nick Charles bringing us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 1-800-878-7529, toll-free number to join me here on the attack. Many of you prefer Twitter. Chime in on Twitter in 140 characters or less, at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. We've spent a big chunk of this edition of the attack talking about the Masters. The great victory by Danny Willett, the implosion for the ages from Jordan Spieth, and all the other takeaways from the weekend that was the 80th Masters from Augusta, Georgia. We're now going to move on, and we're going to talk about the Golden State Warriors and their historic 72nd win of the season, tying the 95-96 Bulls for the most wins in the regular season by an NBA team. They got one more game to go. It's Wednesday night at the Oracle versus the Memphis Grizzlies. Let's talk about the real significance here. And again, let's give Golden State some credit. They picked up win number 72 in a 92-86 victory over San Antonio in San Antonio. San Antonio had this game going their way as far as style of play, not score, because it was a back-and-forth one throughout. Late third quarter into the fourth, Golden State took over. Much of the fourth quarter, Golden State had a near double-digit to double-digit lead. San Antonio climbed in late, a little bit too little, a little bit too late. Warriors hang on for the 92-86 victory over San Antonio. And where I give Golden State an awful lot of credit in victory number 72 was they beat San Antonio at San Antonio's game. In other words, if you're the Spurs, yes, you're efficient, you're good on offense, it's a very good on offense, but you know the best way for you to beat Golden State is to grind it out, turn it into a half-court game, slow down the tempo, and make it a little bit ugly. And it was. It was 35-all at the half. So San Antonio, in many ways, was getting what they wanted. Yet despite that, Golden State finds a way to win the game. Now, you can't read a ton into it in that San Antonio had nothing to play for, and they brought it and they played hard. But there was no Tim Duncan because Pop decided to rest him, and there was no Boris Diaw due to a groin injury. So while it's a significant win for the Warriors because of where it puts them in history amongst regular season, single season win totals in the NBA, it wasn't one of those that's a harbinger necessarily of things to come in the playoffs. I think in some ways it may be just because Golden State won a game against a great team on the defensive end of the floor in San Antonio in a style that San Antonio wants to play. You know, so really in many ways you watch Golden State beat San Antonio at their own game. So that is a bit of good news for the Golden State Warriors, and something that they can take out of this game beyond their slice of regular season history. But at the same time, I don't think they can read too much into it, because while the players on the floor and the coach, yes, they brought intensity and they worked hard and tried hard in this game, the fact that Pop rest Duncan, if it was a playoff game, I think Diaw could have played. And the fact that the substitution pattern at times was a little odd and a little different, it didn't seem that San Antonio was bringing the same commitment to victory to this game as Golden State was. Golden State wanted it more as far as impact, and they wore San Antonio down late to get the win. So, you know, when I look at it, yeah, there's some things you can take away, but at the same time, this is not the San Antonio Spurs team that you will see in late May in a Western Conference Finals matchup. Let's be fair about that. But again, San Antonio tried and did a lot of things to make this game theirs, from style of play, and for most of the game, the style of play was what San Antonio wanted, yet Golden State was able to stay right there most of the way until kind of taking over in the third and fourth quarters. And, you know, you even take a look at Steph Curry and how he was forced to score the ball. This is the best three-point shooter in the NBA. And San Antonio made a committed effort, a concerted effort, to take the three away from Steph Curry in this second half. And Steph Curry said, okay, well, then I'll drive to the cup and hit layups. 16 third quarter points, and it was layup after layup as San Antonio really defended the perimeter. And again, San Antonio showing some versatility. They said, okay, well, if you're not going to give us this, which is what we normally get, we'll take this instead. So, again, a lot of credit goes to Golden State, not only for the actual win, that historic 72nd win to tie the 95-96 Bulls, but winning a game that wasn't necessarily the style of play that they want, while it's the style of play that the opposition wants to play them at, and they found a way to win that game anyway. So a lot of credit goes in that regard to Golden State. Again, San Antonio not playing Duncan, not playing Diao, and tweaking their rotation a little bit even within the game actually, you know, gave Golden State an advantage here. So again, there are some things you could take out of it. There's some things that make you say, well, don't get too excited about this victory. Again, where the excitement comes in the fact that it was victory number 72 on this season, tying that Bulls group. You got one game left, Wednesday night at the Oracle against Memphis. Well, now you're not resting your players. And you're going to be going for it a major way so as to break this single season, regular season win total in NBA history. So that leads me to ask, what toll does the charge for 73 take? And it goes back to, is the reward worth the risk? Unequivocally not, but you've gotten this far. You now have no choice. But the realities are, if you win 73 and don't win an NBA championship, as I've talked about before, you're a footnote in history. And we've illustrated the examples of teams that are treated that same way because of historic regular season exploits, but not finishing the deal. There's 2007 New England Patriots, 2001 Seattle Mariners, 2014-2015 Kentucky Wildcats in basketball. All that historic regular seasons, they didn't finish the deal. We don't talk about them. Well, that'll be the same thing with the Golden State Warriors. And the truth of the matter is, this charge for 73 is going to take a toll. They're not going to be as well rested as San Antonio. And Pop has made it clear, you know, and then we know Pop. He's been down this road before. That San Antonio Spurs group is going to be as ready as they can be for the playoffs. And when they meet Golden State, should they meet Golden State, I don't want to just drop them right in the Western Conference Finals, but I do think the eventuality will happen, and that's exactly what will happen eventually, is that it'll be Golden State and San Antonio in the Western Conference Finals. That said, when San Antonio, or if San Antonio gets there to take on Golden State, well, it'll be a Spurs team that's rested and ready. Can you say the same about Golden State? Short of dispatching their opposition early in the earlier rounds of the playoffs, getting games out of reach quick enough where some of their starters don't have to play big postseason minutes, this is a team that never took their foot off the accelerator, never rested anybody, and is not going to be as fresh as San Antonio come late May. So if you're the Golden State Warriors and you're Steve Kerr, your best hope to be as rested as San Antonio is short first-round playoff matchup, short second-round playoff matchup, games in these playoff matchups and in these playoff series that are blowouts that allow you to get your guys some rest. Short of that, San Antonio will be the fresher team. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean they'll be the better team and that alone will be enough. But this historic charge for 73 certainly will come with a price. And the price is the San Antonio Spurs, should they be the team you meet in the Western Conference Finals, they will be fresher than you are. Now, is that the thing that propels them over the top and sends you home? That remains to be seen. And is there, and could circumstances mitigate this advantage that Pop was able to take or decided to take by resting guys? Yeah, there are circumstances that could mitigate that. As I've said, could San Antonio perhaps have longer, more drawn-out playoff series than Golden State? That would help. Could San Antonio be in more hotly contested matchups than Golden State? They could, and that could help. But beyond those two scenarios, if these teams lock up in the Western Conference Finals like we all expect, San Antonio is going to be flat-out fresher. And again, to kind of wrap this up, do I necessarily think that's enough to put them over the top in this matchup? I don't know. Because some of the things I've seen in this series over the four games that these teams have played, with Golden State winning three out of the four, Golden State seems to be able to beat San Antonio, even at San Antonio's game. San Antonio has shown you some things as it relates to how they want to play Golden State. They want to slow them down. They want to turn it into a half-court game. They don't want to allow the great athleticism and the full-court artistry and up-tempo dominance of the Golden State Warriors to rule their games against them. They want Golden State playing half-court basketball. Well, even when San Antonio is able to impose that brand of will on Golden State, Golden State seems to find a way to win a lot of times anyway. So from that standpoint, that doesn't bode well for the Spurs. But the fact that there'll be perhaps a level of intensity and a couple of tricks in Pop's bag that we haven't seen yet, number one, coupled with that additional rest, that will bode well for him. And again, what will be a very intriguing seven-game matchup, then I think it'll be hard to separate these two teams. But there will be a toll taken on the Golden State Warriors as a result of their charge to 73. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around a terrific hour one and look ahead to a big hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, no flipping.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You having any of it?
Well, we hope you had a great first hour with us here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray again, to get involved, 800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, and I know many of you do, 140 characters or less, at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. And just a reminder, for those of you that missed any portion of the Span on Black Attack and want to check it out later, you know, of course you can do it on demand at iHeartRadio or TuneIn Radio. Also, some of this show may be on later on Best of Byline. Again, we talk about it a lot, but it's a two-hour block of the best and brightest from earlier in the day on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It airs 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific time on weekdays. And if you follow us on Twitter, at Sports Byline USA, we'll give you a clue as to what's coming up on Best of Byline. I have a funny feeling some of what we've done here today on the Spano and Black Attack will be included on Best of Byline. To find out exactly which portions, or if all of it perhaps, is on Best of Byline, you have to follow us at Sports Byline USA on Twitter, and we'll let you know exactly what's coming up on the Best of Byline, weekdays 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific time, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And it was a fun hour, one. You know, we talked some Masters. We talked about the great victory by Danny Willett, who wins his first major, and of course his first Masters, with a terrific round of 67 on the final round. And we talked about the collapse of Jordan Spieth. We talked about how similar in many ways it was to Greg Norman's collapse at the 96 Masters. We also talked about how different in some ways it was. Gave you some other takeaways. And throughout hour two, you can weigh in on that or anything else. The Golden State Warriors, the boxing that we're going to talk about in hour two, all that and more. But right now we have to step aside for the news here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then I'll be back at you with a big hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Arizona's top elections officials expecting to hear a lot of complaints from voters today. The Secretary of State inviting people to share their experiences from the state's March 22nd primary election. That's when voters faced hours-long lines and confusion about registration. Hillary Clinton backing her husband after that verbal spat with Black Lives Matter protesters on Thursday in Philadelphia, telling CNN State of the Union Bill Clinton recognizes the 1994 crime bill has some unintended consequences. Donald Trump taking issue with the way delegates are distributed in the primary process. He was in upstate New York and said he's confident he'll win the nomination, but calling for changes in the system.
So I think we're going to be fine. We're doing really well. But we've got to have a system where voting means something.
The frontrunner slamming the primary process on both the Republican and Democratic sides, calling both corrupt. He's steaming after rival Ted Cruz takes all 34 of Colorado's GOP delegates at the Republican convention over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Here's an idea. Instead of waiting for your boss to give you a raise, give yourself one by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans. You could add hundreds of dollars each month to your bottom line, like a boss. Call 800-QUICKEN today or visit us online at quickenloans.com. A Quicken Loans refinance gives you the financial power to enhance your life and pursue your passion. Our passion is client service. Here's the proof. For 6 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN and buy in. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Home buy. Refi. Power. Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Donald Trump is stirring the pot between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. National correspondent Joe Gomez reports from Washington.
Donald Trump placed the agitator between Senator Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton at a rally in Rochester, New York.
So what Bernie said, they're starting to get angry at each other now. Bernie's saying she shouldn't be able to be in that position because she's made so many bad decisions, she shouldn't even be running for the position. You saw that. And she has made bad, bad decisions.
Sanders, meanwhile, clarifying his remarks about Clinton.
She may have the experience to be president of the United States. No one can argue that. But in terms of a judgment, something is clearly lacking.
That's Sanders on NBC's Meet the Press. I'm Joe Gomez.
The cost of filling up keeps going up. The latest Lumberg survey showing the average price of regular rising 8 cents in the past 2 weeks. The national average now $2.10 a gallon since mid-February. Gas prices going up 33 cents. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Russ Jones, USA Radio News Director. My team and I are passionate about bringing you the best news product you can find on the radio. While we aren't biased, we are unabashedly American. With news bureaus across the nation and even Israel, we deliver news and sports 24 hours a day. If you miss the news at the top of the hour, make sure you check us out on the web at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com.
Secretary of State John Kerry paying his respects to the Japanese killed when the atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima in 1945. He visited the memorial dedicated to the world's first atomic bombing, becoming the most senior executive branch member to visit the sites. The head of the CIA says the agency is not going to use waterboarding or other enhanced interrogation techniques, even if a future president orders it. CIA Director John Brennan telling NBC News that he absolutely wouldn't agree to let any CIA officer waterboard anyone again, explaining he wouldn't allow harsh interrogation tactics because, quote, this institution needs to endure. A Starbucks customer in Florida says he got a side order of rudeness with his coffee drink. USA Radio's Tammy Rose reports.
Instead of getting his cup of joe, one customer at a Florida Starbucks got more than what he bargained for.
That first word just automatically brought the picture of both sisters in my head.
His cup read, "Diabetes, here I come." And for this customer, it hit close to home. The man's two sisters suffer from type 1 diabetes.
You know, just the struggles they went through, some of the doctor's appointments.
A Starbucks representative says they don't condone that type of behavior.
That's USA Radio's Tammy Rose. Danny Willett is the 2016 Masters champion. He shot a 5-under-67 in Sunday's final round to win the Masters with a 5-under-par-283. It's his first career PGA Tour victory. This is USA Radio News. I'm John DeMaster.
Hi.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to Hour 2 of this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that's 800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. For your Twitter fans, at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA, the ways to get involved in this Monday edition of the Attack. At this time, we always run down the number of ways that you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you on the go via your devices. And I'm going to do so quickly right now and then very quickly set the table for a big hour number two here on a Monday edition of the Attack. Start out by going to the award-winning website. Great way to take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go. The award-winning website of Sports Byline, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to listen to the network in live living color and on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews you can check out, sportsbyline.com. There's apps like iHeartRadio, great app. App you can download it to any device you can think of. There's on-demand content. There's a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. So check out iHeartRadio. Same deal for TuneIn Radio. App versatility. You can download it to any devices you may have. A wealth of on-demand content and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. Don't forget Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world where the good people of our armed forces can check out all the programming on Sports Byline, not the least of which is the Spano and Black Attack. Big Hour 2, Will Gray from the Golf Channel on the other side at 10 after hour number 2, 9:10 a.m. Eastern Time. At 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, Dan Leberfeld, Jets Confidential. We'll give you all the latest on the flurry of activity out in Jetland. And in between, a recap of two great boxing cards from this weekend and the ramifications going forward. But on the other side, we're going to go back to the links, back to Augusta National. Will Gray, Golf Channel, joins us next here on the Spano and Black Attack. So you be sure to keep it where it is.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again,
800-480-5708.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Saving money for your business should be simple. And with Lowe's Business Credit, you can save your business 5% on everyday purchases. It's that easy, that instant. Save 5% in store or at lowesforpros.com on the supplies, tools, and materials your business needs. There are no hoops to jump through, no extra steps to take, and nobody telling you where to spend the money you save. Visit the Pro Desk for details or go to lowesforpros.com and save instantly with Lowe's Business Credit. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. But now let's go out to our phones as we're joined by Will Gray from the Golf Channel, and we're going to talk all things 80th edition of the Masters. Will, welcome to Spano and Black Attack. It's really great to have you aboard this morning.
Good to be here, man.
Let's dive right in. Very interesting overall 80th Masters. And one of my big observations was the twists and turns within the 80th edition of the Masters. Spieth, to me, was the star on Thursday. Friday and Saturday, wind and those incredibly dry greens were the stars. And then Sunday, the players were the stars, as there was a lot more red numbers on Sunday than there really were on any other day. Your thoughts on all of that?
Yeah, Sunday they definitely took the lid off of the golf course, and we had some roars, and some all-in-ones and birdies and things that we're used to in terms of final round Masters drama, but this really felt like it was a week that belonged to Spieth. He showed up on Tuesday, and he was celebrated as the defending champion. He hosted the Champions Dinner, and then he goes out Thursday and shoots a bogey-free 66 to just take control of this tournament for the second straight year, and he had a few bobbles from there, but he was able to maintain his lead all the way through, and with nine holes to go, it seemed like this thing was on ice. I mean, he had this thing wrapped up. He led by five. He was coming off four straight birdies. And, you know, the ball bounce is funny sometimes at Augusta National, even with the game's greats. And Jordan Spieth is not immune to that, and he found that out on the 12th hole the hard way.
Yeah, you couldn't be more right about that. I also weighed in, as we were talking about this earlier in our previous hour, the close on Saturday, perhaps just as costly for Jordan Spieth as the implosion all over the back nine on Sunday. The bogey at 17, the double bogey at 18, costing him three strokes. Perhaps if he closes better on Saturday, there isn't anything he could do to lose that tournament on Sunday.
Yeah, I think perhaps, but you still have to look at how he came out of the gates on Sunday. I mean, he was able to survive another kind of wobbly stretch to start his round, and then he reeled off those four straight birdies, and he's built a five-shot lead. I agree with you that the double on 18 and the bogey on 17 on Saturday were pretty costly, but I also think that if he was leading by three shots going into the final round, and then he's leading by five, you know, at the turn on Sunday, I think that the chances are about the same. That it was definitely a costly end to his third round, but I think he more than made up for it with the way he started the final round, which made his collapse that followed just all the more shocking.
Yeah, good point. It was just something that stuck in my head, just the way he didn't close on Saturday. I said, you know, if he closes better on Saturday, perhaps we're having a different discussion, even with the implosion. And there was something different about this implosion. A lot of people compared it to Greg Norman back in 96. But when Greg Norman fell apart, you knew there was no chance he was going to dig in and recover. You could just see he was finished. There's not an ounce of quit in Jordan Spieth. Even after the implosion and all looked lost, he started making saves and making shots, and he makes that great tee shot on 16, which had played well all day long. And if he sinks that birdie putt, we're all a believer going into the 17th hole tee box, and we're like, maybe, just maybe. And that was a difference to me over some of the other epic collapses you see at majors. He had a fighting chance going forward, it looked like.
Yeah, I agree with you there. He definitely had a few holes left, which it's funny. That made the quad on 12 all the more frustrating. It was the second shot that really killed him. If he puts the first ball in the water and makes a double, he probably still wins the tournament. But it was the second shot that went in the water that really kind of derailed things for him. As you said, that there's comparisons to Norman from 20 years ago. I think Norman was more of a slow bleed. This was just, it was over before you even realized what was happening. But all credit to Spieth, as you said, he did manage to bounce back, and he had it set up there. He's got a ticklish little 12-foot putt on the 16th hole, and it's a tough putt, but he had been making those putts all week long. That was what was separating him from the field, was he was draining putts from all over the place, including ones that you didn't expect him to make. And so it was even more surprising then that he kind of slammed that one through the break and missed that opportunity.
Those are the dulcet tones of Will Gray from the Golf Channel joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. And it's funny, you talked about his blade. I think he's a good putter overall, but he really loves these greens at Augusta National, and he putts on these greens like few others. And, you know, we talk about a lot of guys that are horses for courses. Like coming into this tournament, we talked about the two lefties, Bubba Watson and Phil Mickelson, as really good horses for this course, and a lot of us, including myself, forecasted them to do very well this weekend. But in all reality, Jordan Spieth, his game is as well built for this course, and he loves this course from the tee boxes right to the greens, where he's absolutely exceptional. Talk about some ways his mastery over this course.
Yeah, it must be nice to be a horse for the course at Augusta National. I mean, I guess that's a good place to have this be in your wheelhouse. But as you said, his putter separated him from the field last year. It separated him from the field this year. I mean, what he does on those greens is nothing short of magical. And it made up for a few that, frankly, wobbly shots from tee to green this week. He said afterward, the final round, he basically had his B-minus game from tee to green. And it showed, like we said before, the finish to the third round, going bogey, double. He hit a couple of really wide shots to start the opening round, but he was able to make a couple par saves. And he kept scraping it around. And every time you're like, wow, he's on borrowed time. Eventually this is going to catch up with him. He makes another set of par saves and scrapes together a birdie or two, and he's right back on track and leading by three or four. I mean, I think that he's got a lifetime exemption of this tournament, and he's going to be contending at the Masters for many years to come, and it's really because of what he's able to do on the greens, and I think it has a lot to do with just his confidence. Like you said, he loves this course, and he steps over putts that make every other pro's knees wobble, and he thinks they're going right in the heart.
Well said. I think we should give due to the man that actually got fitted with a newly minted green jacket, and that's Danny Willett. You look at his final round 67, and it looked to me very reminiscent of Jordan Spieth's first round 66. Again, a bunch of birdies, no bogeys, a bogey-free round, only one of two on the day, and I think that consistency and not having all that ebb and flow and all those highs and lows, that really served Danny Willett well as this course became easier to master as day four went along.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was one of the rounds of the day, and it was only Spieth's opening 66 was better for the week. So it was a great round of golf that he put together, and to do it bogey-free was even better. But it was a textbook round that you want from the chase pack. You just want to hang around and give yourself a chance. Stay within striking distance of 2, 3, 4 shots, which he was able to do for most of the day, and then just be there to take advantage if something happens to the leader. And he did just that. He made a birdie on 15 that he didn't know gave him the lead, but it did. And then as he walked to the 16th tee, he realized the situation, and the very next shot he stood there and stuffed an 8-iron to about 7 feet and made a birdie that really proved to be the difference between separating him from the rest of the chase pack making it that much more difficult for Spieth. So, I mean, this is a guy, he's 28 years old. He's probably not well-known to a lot of American golf fans, but he's been playing well on the world stage for about the last year and a half. He led the British Open after 36 holes last year. He tied for third at Doral in a WGC event just a few weeks back. So he has world-class game, but this was just a situation where all the cards fell in his direction, and sometimes you need those breaks.
I think that's well said. And I guess a couple of more for me before we let you run. We talked about how well Jordan Spieth putts on these greens. I was left watching Dustin Johnson's game, and I said, boy, if his blade didn't abandon him the way it did in this one, he might have been a contender the entire way. Well, he was a contender the entire way, but we might be talking about him wearing a green jacket if not for his putter on Sunday.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think you could say, if not for his putter, dot, 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 and you could fill that blank in with about four different other major championships when you're talking about Dustin Johnson. But, you know, Sunday was a classic example. This seemed like the kind of major that DJ might be able to win, where he plays almost the entire tournament without the pressure and without the expectations of being near the lead. There's no collapse involved this time around. And then all of a sudden the tournament just falls into his lap with three or four holes to go. And he just basically wouldn't have enough time to screw it up. But that did not come to pass, as you said, that the putter really betrayed him. I mean, it was a classic Dustin Johnson round in the fact that he had three different eagle putts from inside 20 feet, which is really hard to do anywhere, but especially at Augusta National. And he went 0 for 3, including leaving two of them just right in the jaws, two rolls short. You know, a three-putt double bogey on 17 that really killed his chances. He had a four-putt on number 6 early in the round that put him well back of Spieth. So, yeah, for sure, he was probably, when you look at the stats, he was one of the best players from tee to green this week, as he was at Chambers Bay at the U.S. Open. But when it comes down to it, he cannot make the putts. And until that turns around in a big way, he's going to be seeking that first major for a while.
Will, you said it all. Did a great job. Your insight into the Masters was incredible. Really a pleasure to have you on board. We look forward to speaking to you again as this golf season continues to unfold.
Sounds good, Joe. Enjoy the talk.
You got it now. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. That was Will Gray from the Golf Channel joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, we're going to jump off the golf course and into the boxing ring. A couple of big boxing cards. One on this side of the pond, one on the other. We'll talk about them both next on the Spano and Black Attack and take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
The hell with it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we continue with the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline, and we got to give thanks to Will Gray from the Golf Channel for joining us and giving us his great insight into the 80th Masters from Augusta, Georgia. Well, one of the four golf majors in the books. We look ahead now to the U.S. Open, the Open Championship, and, of course, the PGA as golf's season moves along and we pay attention to the golf majors and we continue to watch Jordan Spieth and all these other great players. So we really appreciate Will Gray from the Golf Channel joining us, and Dan Leberfeld's going to join us at 40 after this hour. We're going to talk all things New York Jets, as there's been a flurry of activity in Florham Park, New Jersey, the home of the New York Jets, as it were, as far as their offices. A lot of movement. We'll talk about it all with Dan Leberfeld at 40 after the hour. But in this segment, I want to talk a little boxing. If you remember, we had Bob Arum on Friday to talk about Manny Pacquiao, Timothy Bradley 3. And much like the first two, Manny Pacquiao controlled this third matchup. We know he didn't get the decision in the first one, and that was wrong, as Manny Pacquiao controlled the first matchup. He dominated the second one, and he dominated this one, and he cruised to a unanimous decision over Timothy Bradley in what right now looks like Manny Pacquiao's final fight. But already in the post-fight press conference, you could see him hedging his bet. I think now's a good time for Pacquiao to retire. And I'm going to tell you why. He goes out on top against a quality welterweight. Could he win another title? He's got more titles and more money and more hardware than anybody could ever have. And who am I to tell people it's not about ruining legacies or anything else? He's a very capable welterweight at this point. Is he a true tip-top welterweight? No. He couldn't beat Kell Brook in my mind. I don't think he could stand up to the size of Keith Thurman. So when I look at some of the true best of the world class welterweights, I don't think he stacks up for a couple of reasons. You know, he's moved up weight a lot over his career and is a small welterweight. And despite the two knockdowns of another fairly small welterweight in Timothy Bradley, his power over the years has not really translated to the welterweight division. And Pacquiao was known for his work rate and his activity. Well, man, punches have come down significantly over the years. And Pacquiao's no longer active. He's now just cagey with non-threatening power. And against the best welterweights in the world, that isn't enough. So I think best served to move along. You know, when you look and you go back to the first fight, which was back in 2012, when he was still known for his activity. Pacquiao, 21 for 63 in average punches per round. Now in Saturday night's fight against Bradley, 10 for 37. The work rate's cut in half. He just is not as active as he used to be, and better and bigger fighters have answers. And again, as I said, he doesn't have the power at the welterweight division to threaten these bigger and better fighters. So for me, a great victory for Pacquiao, but also a great way for him to end his career. Go spend time with your family that wants you home. Help the Philippines. Those people need you. And go do some other things, because I think you've proven all that you can prove in a boxing ring, made all the money you could make, have all the gold anybody could ever have. And I don't think you'll prove any more. I don't think you'll do anything to build upon your legacy, because you're not going to be the best of the best in the welterweight division anymore. You just don't have that. You don't have those kind of tools at welterweight in 2016. That said, it was a nice victory over a fighter who basically Pacquiao owns from a style standpoint. A lot of people thought Teddy Atlas could be the difference in the corner, and he wasn't. You know, Manny Pacquiao dominated Timothy Bradley much in the same way he has always dominated Timothy Bradley. On the other card, you saw some great young fighters do some remarkable things. Gilberto Ramirez, the first Mexican fighter to ever win a super middleweight world title, dominates a real good veteran WBO super middleweight champion in Arthur Abraham. 121-108, all three judges' cards. You know, Abraham didn't do much work. He's never a big output guy, but he was particularly unaggressive and uninspired in this bout. And a tall, rangy, busy Ramirez did a lot more, and he just beat up. And when I say beat up, I mean he beat up Arthur Abraham. Then you go to a couple of the earlier ones. We talked about featherweight prospect, and boy, it's a crowded division. Oscar Valdez just starches Evgeny Gradovich. You know, Gradovich is the Mexican-Russian. He comes forward. He doesn't have anything left anymore. Valdez goes right into the heart of that very crowded division. And it's a very crowded and packed featherweight division. And then finally, Jose Ramirez struggles with a veteran warrior in Manny Perez, but he controls things and wins. Showed a lot on offense, showed that he's got to work on some things on defense. But all in all, the two guys I was most impressed with, Gilberto Ramirez and Oscar Valdez. And Valdez, after taking care of former title holder Evgeny Gradovich, you know, it looks like he's going to face Lomachenko, who may be the best featherweight in a packed, packed division. And I think that'll be a very, very intriguing matchup. But now we go to the big pay-per-view card. We covered the one in this country. Let's go to the one on the other side of the pond, coming from London, England, the O2 Arena. Lee Selby started it off, taking care of business in solid fashion. You know, he took care of it in solid fashion, and Lee Selby puts himself right in the middle of the featherweight division. But the guy I really want to talk about is the guy who headlined this card and allowed this main event and allowed this pay-per-view card to sell out the O2 Arena in 90 seconds. And that is the new IBF heavyweight champion of the world, Anthony Joshua, who dispatches Charles Martin with a devastating second-round KO. I told you guys on Friday, the most dynamic, explosive, and exciting heavyweight to come down the pike since Mike Tyson. He's all of those things. Explosive punching power, great fundamentals from a long amateur career, and a fighter that's still growing and maturing as he wins a world heavyweight title in just his 16th fight at 16-0. 16 knockouts. And more is coming as he wants to unify these belts, and his promoter is talking about having him fight, not in the O2 Arena again, but in Wembley Stadium in front of, I guess, 80 to 100,000 people. And they'll sell that out. Maybe they try and unify the titles against Tyson Fury in an all-English showdown. Maybe he fights David Haye, another terrific British heavyweight. I don't know. But boy, There's opportunity. He's explosive. And if you didn't get a chance to watch him on Showtime, I'm sure one of the Showtime family of network channels will replay the bout all week long. You've got to take a look at Anthony Joshua. His punching power is explosive. His fundamentals are sound. The moment's never too big for him. He's a modest, unassuming, nice kid. He's going to be the face of heavyweight boxing. And he's going to do things in the sport as a heavyweight as far as selling tickets and being a draw that nobody's done since Mike Tyson. And I think he's going to do it on a world stage. He's going to start out by taking over England. And then eventually he's going to dispatch all the competition in England. And there's a lot of it, as that British boxing scene is like no other around the world. It's better than ours. And then he's going to come over here and likely unify the title with whoever's left standing on this side of the pond. And I expect that to be Deontay Wilder in what I think has the potential to be an epic matchup. Or does Wilder go over to England because of the volume of tickets and pay-per-views that they can sell? Charles Martin went over to England. We all saw how it worked out for him. Moment seemed a little too big, and he got starched and knocked out in the second round. On the other side, we go out to Jetland, all things Jets, with Dan Leberfeld from Jets Confidential. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Keep it where it is.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
We continue with the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, but now let's go out to our phones as we're joined by Dan Leberfeld from Jets Confidential, and we're going to talk about the flurry of activity this weekend out in Florham Park, New Jersey. Dan, welcome to Spano and Black Attack. Really appreciate you hopping on board with me this morning.
Oh, it's great to be with you guys.
Now, let's talk about this a little bit. On Friday, DeBrickashaw Ferguson, your longtime left tackle, announces his retirement. By Sunday, the Jets have completed a deal for his replacement where they give up a fifth-round pick to bring in Ryan Clady, and then they also get a seventh-round pick along with getting Clady to renegotiate his deal. So kind of break down the details and what this all means to the Jets as far as their offensive line.
Well, I think when you look at DeBrickashaw Ferguson, I think he would have played this year if he was going to make the salary he was scheduled to bring in, which was $10.4 million in 2016. But at a significant pay cut, he's played 10 years in the league. He's made a lot of money. He's just decided to get on with his life. So they went to Plan B, which was trading for Ryan Clady, which is risky. There's definitely a risk-reward element to this because he's had so many injuries, including a serious foot injury a couple of years ago and then blew his knee out last year. So it remains to be seen if he could stay healthy. But when he's healthy, he's one of the best left tackles in football. So basically they got Clady for the price that they're willing to pay DeBrickashaw Ferguson in terms of the pay cut he was going to take, around $6 million this year.
So what they in essence got was a better talent at this point of their respective careers at left tackle, a superior player. But in DeBrickashaw Ferguson, what they had was a durable player who's missed one snap over his entire NFL career. And Ryan Clady, they got a player who's incredibly brittle and has dealt with some major injuries over the last few years.
Right, exactly. I think we would agree that Clady is better than Ferguson, but who knows what you're going to get in Clady. He hasn't played since coming off that knee injury. He was out all last year, so you don't know what his quickness and what his foot speed's going to be like. Nobody knows what to expect. He hurt his knee also like 5 or 6 years ago. He had another knee injury, so this was not his first knee injury. So if you get the Ryan Clady from his top seasons where he made the Pro Bowl, this trade will be a steal. If he's lost a lot because of all these injuries and he's an old 29, then, you took a flyer on him. You didn't give up that much. So it's not like they went out in free agency and paid him big money. They got him to take a pay cut. It's kind of a one-year tryout. And if he's healthy, plays well, he'll make a lot more money in 2017.
All right, fair enough. Now, we've talked an awful lot about Ryan Clady and his injury history. Is this plan A, B, C, and D for the Jets at left tackle, or do you expect maybe some lesser guys at far lesser figures, but veterans nonetheless to come in behind Ryan Clady in the event that his health jumps up and bites him in the rear end again?
Well, they re-signed their backup swing tackle from last year, Ben Igelana, who is a very underrated player. I watched him closely in practice and in the preseason. He can get the job done at left tackle. He's not as proven as Clady, but if something happens to Clady, he's a pretty good insurance policy. I thought they might actually go with him before the Clady trade. I thought they might actually give this guy a chance, but they're going with the more sure thing as far as if he's healthy. But I think that he's a very good backup plan when you look at Ben Igelana.
Okay, now I want to go to one more thing before we move off of left tackle as it relates to the position, but we'll talk about what this move means in the grand scheme in a second. You'd mentioned DeBrickashaw Ferguson. If the Jets hadn't gone and asked him for a pay cut, you're under the impression that he would have played. Was he kind of taken aback by the pay cut? Were the Jets taken aback by the retirement? Or was this something that DeBrickashaw had been hinting at for a while, his commitment to the game in some ways had waned in that he felt it was time to go? Give us the whole inside scoop on this and what ends up leading us to where we are.
Well, I think that I don't know if he's necessarily thinking about retirement the whole offseason, but I think from the point earlier in the week when they asked him to take the pay cut early last week to the point that he retired on Friday, I think that's when he started talking retirement, and that's when, you know, the possibility of Clady coming to the Jets really picked up. So I think that he's a very smart guy. He's saved a lot of his money, and I think you see this with a lot of veteran players on the other side of 30, where they're like, you know what, I'll play if it's worth my time because the salary's pretty good. I remember Richard Seymour towards the end of his career, he was like 31, and he was a free agent, and teams were offering a little over the league minimum, and he said, I just don't want to do that. So I think Rick Ferguson's kind of in that category where, you know what, he's like, I'll do this if the money's right, but if it's a low salary, I have enough money in the bank, I can move on my life and not beat up my body anymore. Also, you wonder why they didn't ask him right out of the gate. You know, a lot of times when the contracts are redone in the NFL, it happens right when free agency starts in early March. Why did they wait till early April to approach him in the building and say, we'd like you to take a pay cut? Because right now, there's no market. I mean, even if he asked for his release and he went out there, he's not going to make good money. So the timing was either brilliant by the Jets from a strategic standpoint, where he had no choice, or maybe a little unfair to Ferguson. Maybe why not ask him right out of the gate? He can get his release and get big money somewhere else. Now, if he did get released, he wouldn't make any money anywhere.
That's a fair point. Those are the dulcet tones of Dan Leberfeld from Jets Confidential joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Now, left tackle's in place, backup plan and swing tackle's in place. There is some money available. The Jets freed up as a result of this. They need some money to actually go out in the draft and draft their players because they have to sign them the contracts. After that, what's the quarterback situation like? It's Geno Smith, it's Bryce Petty, and Ryan Fitzpatrick is out there on the open market with basically no takers. How close are the Jets and him to coming to a deal, and how far are the Jets willing to go to bring Ryan Fitzpatrick back?
Well, I still don't think they're close, but I do think that he will be their quarterback this year, but this could take some time. The training camp doesn't start till late July for the Jets and most other teams, so I know Jets fans don't want to hear that, but this could drag on until they're able to reach a middle ground. I don't think he's ever going to play for what they seem to be offering right now, which is $7 million a year. I think it has to move off that figure. But even with the Clady deal, which gives him some cap space, I still don't think they have enough to give Fitzpatrick what he's looking for, which is probably in the $15, $16 million a year. So I think eventually it'll work out, but it could be a stare down that could take some time. So I'm not even going to say right now they're going to go with Bryce Petty or go with Geno Smith. I think they're going to go with Ryan Fitzpatrick, but it could take a little while longer, maybe a month, couple months, for them to work out a deal. But I think he ultimately will be the guy.
Okay, because I'm very intrigued by all of this. As Ryan Fitzpatrick and his agent have watched this market shake out, have they noticed that a couple of teams gently kicked the tires on them, but there's no real interest in Ryan Fitzpatrick, and this idea that he's going to get $15 million a year is kind of insane. The Jets' number is kind of the fair number. What were they offering, like 2 years, about $15 million, and willing to guarantee half? Well, and at this point, that's a realistic number for Ryan Fitzpatrick. There's not many other suitors. Denver's not interested. You know, there's no other opportunities for him to go be a starting quarterback. So if he's not careful, what could end up happening is after Josh McCown and Brian Hoyer get cut, the Jets could sign one of them for $4 or $5 million to come in and compete for a starting job. Ryan Fitzpatrick could find himself out on the street, taking a back-up job for $2 or $3 million, or like the Brickashaw Ferguson, retiring.
Yeah, the retirement's always a possibility for him. You know, that's on the table. He's around the same age as Ferguson. So, well, the thing is, if they don't bring back Ryan Fitzpatrick, when you look at Brandon Marshall, perhaps the best player on the team, who's kind of a temperamental player, has had some rough patches in his career where his emotions got the better of him. He's going to leave the reservation. I'm not saying he's going to leave the team, but they're going to lose him a little mentally, and you don't want to mess with this guy. I'm not saying you let Brandon Marshall make decisions on player personnel. I'm just saying you got to be realistic how much he loves Fitzpatrick, how well they work together, and you want Brandon Marshall in the right place mentally when he takes the field for your team. So I think the Brandon Marshall factor, last week at a charity event, he was asked if Fitzpatrick's going to be back, and he said something along the lines of he better. And that was definitely – he's not threatening. This is just a situation where you got to be realistic. You don't want to mess with this guy because he's now on his fourth team, and he's had a lot of bad quarterback situations which have made him go off the deep end. He's very happy with this quarterback. They work well together. They're very good friends. So that's a factor here. The thing about Ryan Fitzpatrick, what he's asking for probably isn't unfair when you look at what other teams are paying players in his category, on his level. When you look at Sam Bradford or you look at some of the other guys getting big bucks, Brock Osweiler, right now you can't say Brock Osweiler is better than Ryan Fitzpatrick. There's not enough evidence yet. So these crazy contracts out there that middle-of-the-road quarterbacks are getting – I've certainly thrown a monkey wrench into this negotiation between Fitzpatrick and the Jets.
You're absolutely right. The only problem for Ryan Fitzpatrick and Jimmy Sexton is the interest in those other quarterbacks you mentioned is far greater than the interest in Ryan Fitzpatrick, as there is none for anybody other than the Jets, especially at that price.
Well, I think there is interest in Fitzpatrick. I think Denver would want him, but they're kind of like the Jets where, yeah, for a lot lower number, they'll bring him in. I think there's interest. Not a lot, but there is some interest. But I think the interest from a couple other clubs is something that is not as hot for Fitzpatrick, not based on talent. He'd come in and do a decent job. It's based on what he's asking for. So the other teams have the same problem the Jets do.
I think that's a fair statement. A couple of more minutes. I got about a minute and a half before we let you run. What do you think of the prospects for this Jets team? And I know it's early because quarterback's not back in the fold, and there's still the rest of the second wave and even the post-June 1st cuts, the third wave of free agency along with the draft. But what do you think of the prospects of this Jet team in the short term for this upcoming 2016 season? And with all the salary cap room they're going to have coming up in the 2017 offseason, how do you think the longer-term future looks for the New York Jets?
Well, I think if Fitzpatrick's the quarterback, it looks pretty good this year because he might not be a great option for other teams, but I think he's the best option for the Jets. He and Chan Gailey, the offensive coordinator, so much on the same page from their days in Buffalo. It's like almost like they're co-offensive coordinators, how comfortable they are with each other. Last year, Fitzpatrick and Brandon Marshall, along with the other starting receiver, Eric Decker, really got on the same page fast. And by midseason, it looked like these guys had been playing together for five, six years because of how comfortable they were with each other. So I think those factors are very positive for the Jets. You know, people talk about Muhammad Wilkerson, so what's going to happen with his contract. I think they've got to bring him back this year because they don't know what's going to happen with Sheldon Richardson. Sheldon Richardson already was suspended four games in the NFL's program. And then he had that high-speed police chase in St. Louis where he got a light sentence, but who knows if the league's going to now give him an eight-game suspension. So if they have Bo Wilkerson, if they have Ryan Fitzpatrick, I think the Jets are definitely a playoff contender this year. I think they have enough talent to do that.
Well said. Boy, great stuff. Everybody got to check you out at JetsConfidential.com. Dan, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. Look forward to doing this again real soon, especially as news out of Jetlands continues to unfold and evolve. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes.
Anytime, guys.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was Dan Leberfeld from Jets Confidential joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around this Monday edition of the Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is. I guess we're continuing here with the Attack. Oh, well, there it is. We're going to tie a bow around it. Take it.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, another great edition of the Spano and Black Attack is in the books. It was another outstanding two-hour extravaganza filled with scintillating sports talk, interviews with the best and brightest in the world of sports. It really just had it all. And again, if you missed any of it and want to check it out, take advantage of following us at Sports Byline USA on Twitter, because you can listen to Best of Byline, that two-hour block of the best of the programming from earlier in the day, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time, right here weekdays on Sports Byline. And you can catch up with anything you missed. If you follow us on Twitter, at Sports Byline USA, we'll let you know exactly what's coming up on Best of Byline. Or take advantage of all the digital platforms that we're on. All the archived content on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher.com, or go to our award-winning homepage, sportsbyline.com.